The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Aulla, Via Francigena route from San Caprasio to Caprigliola and Santa Maria dell'Arforara. In ancient times, long before Cedric of Canterbury crossed the Lunigiana, Aulla was a crossroads for travelers and pilgrims who chose to continue towards the sea or to take more difficult but less dangerous routes towards the imposing Apuan Alps and Garfagnana. Just like the travelers of the early Middle Ages, today, the pilgrim who has just crossed the Cisa and finally seen the sea, and who arrives at the Ospitale dell'Abbazia di San Caprasio, is faced with the same choice. Continue along the Via Francigena and approach the coast, or head for the mountains. But before setting off again, the pilgrim who reaches Aulla, tired after a day spent following the course of the River Magra, has only one aim: to eat. Perhaps some tasty traditional focaccia, as they are still made in the hills of Quercia, and to find a place to sleep. There is only one solution: the ancient Abbey of San Caprasio. Founded in 884, the abbey bears witness to the passage and influence of pilgrims and monks over the centuries, where the traveler can still find hospitality today. After a rest before setting out again, the pilgrim can retrace the history of the many who have made the same journey before him. The relics preserved in the museum and the abbey offer not only a glimpse of monastic life and the spiritual traditions linked to this place, but also the history of a journey. The abbey still bears the traces of the travelers and pilgrims who, over time, decided to stop here, where centuries earlier the remains of the hermit saint from Provence had been transferred. From coins to small relics, from clothes to luggage. Other than boots and sticks, other than an ergonomic rucksack, tunic, leather boots, a bag with the few most precious things. The equipment is incomparable, but the spirit is the same. We set off again. Starting from the Abbey of San Caprasio, there are two walking routes the pilgrim can choose to reach Sarzana. The first follows the course of the River Magra, passing through a series of significant historical places. Should he decide to take this route, the pilgrim would have to continue following the slow flow of the Magra River, which here passes through a narrow valley overlooked by steep hills and once controlled by important fortifications such as the Fortezza della Brunella and the castles of Podenzana and Bibola. Past the villages of Brunetto and Calamazza, continuing along the Dei Briganti path, the pilgrim would come across the sanctuary of the Madonna degli Angeli, once the Ospitale dell'Arforara, then an oratory, demolished and rebuilt in the 17th century on the remains of a majesty erected by grace received by an influential traveller attacked by brigands and miraculously saved by the Virgin. A myriad of pink and blue rosettes would appear. Majesty is in fact the protector of newborn babies. The pilgrim then arrives at Caprigliola, a fortified village dating back to the 12th century. The Medici walls that surround it tell of a past of defense and protection, as does the emblematic Round Tower. But the desire to conquer one of the most beautiful panoramas of the pilgrim's way is too great. The pilgrim has chosen the most difficult route, a steep, exhausting climb that breaks the legs and the breath. The climb is not yet over, but the pilgrim has finally reached the village of Bibola. Ancient stone tunnels lead to the remains of the ancient castle, of which only a few ruins remain. The feeling is of being in a place where time has stopped. At last, the pilgrim can take a deep breath as the view opens up over the enchanting valleys of the Aulella and the Magra, the steep peaks of the Apuan Alps and the distant Apennines. The path resumes and the climb continues. From Bibola, the Via Francigena continues to Vecchietto, the last village before Monte Grosso. Having crossed the ancient crossroads of the four roads, the pilgrim has finally reached the summit. The sea is in sight.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of Gal Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.